read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
We always love when we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and enjoy. This morning, yes, a few days late, the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a fine list of books for these days that are quite complicated, but maybe books will make it better. In fact, I'm sure they will make it better. We welcome Thomas Shulak and Joanne Trapanese to the roundtable this morning. Thank you both for being with us. A great pleasure.
Pleasure to be here, Joe.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks.
Well, let us begin. I'll just ask you the question of how are you all dealing with this? And your store is open, and what are you finding?
Well, we're finding that people are coming in and getting a lot of supplies. We have art supplies as well as books, and they're getting both. The traffic this weekend was quite heavy, but now it's starting to slow down. And so we are trying to determine right now, since we're here to serve, how best do we serve it during this period of time? And we're trying to determine what to do now in light of all that's happening.
Obviously, big questions, and certainly questions that we're all trying to figure out. And we certainly think of you as you're doing just that. Let us begin with some supplies that people may want to pick up, some wonderful books that are incredible. And where would you like to begin?
Well, I'd like to begin with a book called Race Against Time. A reporter reopens the unsolved murder cases of the civil rights era by Jerry Mitchell.
All right.
In the 1960s, during the civil rights movement, there were numerous murders of African Americans and civil rights workers in Mississippi and in Alabama. Because of the power of the KKK and white institutions, many of the murderers were let free by all-white juries. Then along came Jerry Mitchell, a reporter from the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, and he decided to investigate these murders to see if he could reopen these cases, that they were called cold cases. Now, the witnesses to these crimes were growing older, and many of them had already died. So the title of the book, Race Against Time. In this book, Mitchell tells us the stories of four cases. First, Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner. Secondly, Medgar Evers. Third, Vernon Dahlman Sr. And fourth, the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, where the four young girls were killed. In all of these retried cases, which he got these all retried, the murderers were finally convicted, anywhere from 30 and 40 years later. The book reads like a thriller, where fact is more powerful than fiction. If in this time you would like a read that gives you hope that the universe is bending towards justice, this is your book.
The name of the book, Race Against Time, by Jerry Mitchell. All right, next up.
Next book is The Blackbird Girls by Anne Blankman, who grew up in Niskayuna. This is a novel for middle grade readers, and it takes place in the aftermath of the 1986 nuclear disaster at Chernobyl in Ukraine, which was the greatest, the most terrible nuclear disaster in history. It tells the story of Oksana, who's a bully, and Valentina, who's her target. Both girls were very unhappy when they found out that they had to evacuate together and travel alone, the two girls, hundreds of kilometers away from everything and everyone that they know. This book hits on all of the literature conflicts. We've got man versus man, man versus nature, man versus self, man versus man, and by man, I mean girls. In addition to the climate disaster, it deals with bullying, domestic violence, child abuse, anti-Semitism, the Holocaust, communism, control of the media, what happens when the government is in control of the media and you don't get accurate information. But ultimately, this is a tale of the prevailing power of friendship.
The name of the book is Blackbird Girls by Anne Blankman. Okay, next up.
The next book is Deacon King Kong, a novel by James McBride. McBride has also written The Color of Water, A Good Lord Bird, and The Miracle at St. Anna. But the book, Deacon King Kong, the year is 1969. A church deacon, nicknamed Sportcoat, enters the plaza of his housing project in South Brooklyn, pulls out a gun, and shoots a drug dealer that he wounds but does not kill. This incident leads us into the culture of the people of the project, as well as the folks who are part of a black church in the neighborhood, organized crime figures who operate in the area, and the police. Using vivid language of the people of this area, McBride takes us on a journey into friendship and religion, but as well as poverty, poor housing, racism, addiction, and crime. If you want to enter a neighborhood of New York City not often seen, this book will take you there and then lead you on a very human exploration of love beyond differences.
I love this book so much, and it's very funny, too, and it's a good baseball book, and there's a lot in it, and it's just gorgeous. We're actually having James McBride on the book show coming up. It's terrific. It's called Deacon King Kong by James McBride. All right, next.
Next one up, If We Were Giants by Dave Matthews, the double Grammy Award winner of the Dave Matthews Band, and Cleet Barrett Smith. This is a first adventure novel for young readers by Matthews and Smith. It tells a story of a civilization that is hidden completely inside of a volcano, and that protects them from the outside. For generations, most people on the outside don't even know that anyone is inside of the volcano, and most people inside of the volcano have never been outside. Two notable exceptions are 10-year-old Kira and her father, who's a master storyteller. And they travel around telling stories that ultimately end in the message that volcanoes are very dangerous places and you don't want to go near them, which protects their people. Kira is in training to become a storyteller herself. One night, she makes some very tragically bad decisions for all the right reasons that bring about the total annihilation of her people by some terrifying giants with gray, leathery skin. And Kira has to live as the sole survivor. She has to live with the responsibility and the weight of what she's done. So this is a story of survival, courage, storytelling, problem solving, the importance of community, respect for the environment, and it's a story of redemption. This is so exciting that as I was reading it, I had to keep reminding myself to exhale.
The name of the book is If We Were Giants by Dave Matthews and Cleet Barrett Smith. Tom.
So still me. So the bookstore staff put together three quick picks of some of our favorite picture books. They are Dream of a Journey by award-winning author-illustrator Akiko Miyakoshi, Lila Tove Goodnight by Grammy Award-winning Ben Gundersheimer, known as Mr. G, and illustrated by Noor Lee Noggin. The Nest That Wren Built by Randy Sonnenschein and illustrated by Ann Hunter. All three books are sweet, endearing tales with beautiful, warm illustrations. They are perfect for bedtime stories, especially the first two, I Dream of a Journey and Lila Tove Goodnight. But really, they are wonderful for any time that you want to snuggle up with the child in your life.
The name of the books are I Dream of a Journey, Lila Tove Goodnight, and The Nest That Wren Built. All right, and continuing with the bird theme, we have our final book.
Yes, the last book is entitled American Birds, A Literary Companion, and it's edited by Andrew Rubenfeld and Terry Tempest Williams. This book is an anthology of prose and poetry about birds of America by American authors. Many, many authors, but including John Audubon and Henry David Thoreau and Emily Dickinson and Walt Whitman, John Muir, Robert Frost, Mary Oliver, ending with a poem by W.S. Merwin. But I'd like to share just a couple of short poems that might give us some comfort in this time of social distancing.
Please do.
The first poem is by Ted Kooser, called Screech Owl. All night, each reedy whining from a bird no bigger than a heart flies out of a tall black pine and in a breath is taken away by the stars. Yet with small hope from the center of darkness, it calls out again and again. The next poem is by Wendell Berry, the famous poet, called The Acadian Flycatcher. The Acadian flycatcher, not a spectacular bird, but a great singer, is seen only when alertly watched for. His call is hardly a song, a two-syllable squeak you hear often only when listened for. His back is the color of a leaf in shadow, his belly that of a leaf in light. He is here when the leaves are here, belonging as the leaves belong, is gone when they go. He is the voice of this deep place, among the tears of summer foliage, where three streams come together. You sit and listen to the voice of the water, and then you hear the voice of the bird. He is saying to his mate, to himself, to any who may want to know, I'm here.
Beautiful. That from Wendell Berry.
Right.
The name of the book is American Birds, A Literary Companion. It is edited by Andrew Rubenfeld and Terry Tempest Williams, who I adore, is one of my favorite people on earth, Terry Tempest Williams, and I so admire her work. So this is a beautiful companion and a collection. Anything else you'd like
to? She has a wonderful preface to the book, as well as one of her pieces. She's such a vivid writer.
She is.
Drawing deeply upon her Native American sense of spirit and her deep connection with nature.
It is really beautiful stuff. Again, the name of the book is American Birds, A Literary Companion, edited by Andrew Rubenfeld and Terry Tempest Williams. Anything else you both want to mention?
That's it.
That's enough. We get enough on our plate, right? That'll do it.
Yeah. And thanks so much. And as people find themselves by themselves, it's time to go inside and to read and to be silent and to watch the birds.
Well, indeed. You can find out more about the Chatham Bookstore by going to their website. It is chathambookstore.com. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Chathambookstore.com, or go visit them, for goodness sakes. They are open. It's in Chatham. Chatham Bookstore in Chatham, and they're right at 27 Main Street, and again, chathambookstore.com. You can see the list on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and the list is there, and we certainly have past lists as well. Thomas and Joanne, I thank you very much for being with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.